Friday episode of the Confidence Through Health podcast. Today's topic deals with those things that we always put off. Not necessarily truly procrastination, which is a piece of this puzzle, but those things that we know need to happen. And even sometimes somebody tells us, hey, you need to go ahead and update this, or you need to go ahead and repair this, or you need to go ahead and take care of this. And we go, I still got time, right? I'm not to the deadline yet, or it's not completely worn out, or it's whatever reasoning that we have, whatever excuse that we want to come up with, where we've rationalized to ourselves that I don't have to do that right now. And are there times where these things are financially driven? Absolutely. Are there times when these things are simply, I don't want to spend the time right now on that, driven? There's those things too. Sometimes it's both. Sometimes it's simply, I want to press it and see if I can get farther, right? Like the good old, oh, my gas gauge is on empty. And it says E, but I know there's more in there. I can get more. I can go farther, right? And oftentimes it comes back to bite us when we don't go ahead and take care of it right then and there. And, you know, another automobile example is when you go to get, say, your oil changed or something done that you know needs to happen. And so you're getting that done, and the technician or the service advisor comes over and goes, hey, you know what? We looked at your brake pads. It's time to get those brakes fixed. And you're like thinking to yourself, well, I haven't heard any noises. I haven't heard. Maybe they're just trying to get me to do this early because of whatever reason. I'm going to wait, right? And then you wait, and then you start hearing the noises a couple of weeks later. And then you go back and they're like, well, now you've damaged this part and this part and this part because the brakes got so weak and got so worn down that they cascade effect of other things that had to be repaired. And so you took a repair that may have been a small amount of money and made it three times what it was, right? And so, and that stuff often happens where it's like we don't necessarily do it intentionally, but for whatever reason, there's a piece inside of us that says, oh, I can put that off for just a little bit longer, right? Oftentimes it's much better to just go ahead and say, you know what? I just need to go ahead and do that. I just need to go ahead and do it. And we play this off into our regular life, and we all know we're supposed to have movement in our lives, some sort of exercise. We all know that we're supposed to eat better. We all know that we're not supposed to have dessert every night, right? To be able to have a healthy lifestyle, to be able to have a healthy body that's able to live a lifespan, a healthy lifespan, long into our 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond. But a lot of times we go, I know I'm supposed to exercise, but I'm still young. I'm not in that bad of shape, and I'm really busy today, so I'll start tomorrow. How many people have said, I'll start tomorrow? Probably everybody listening to this has said, I'll start tomorrow with something to do with their health. And the thing is, tomorrow never comes, because all you have is this moment today, right now. You can worry about things in the future. Most of those things are not going to come to fruition. Most of those things, you're worrying about stuff that is not going to happen. But it's very common to worry about the things that are in the future, to have anxiety about things that could potentially happen in the future. The only thing we have is this moment right now. You can't go back and relive the past. You can learn from it. You can have it shape the moment that you're in right now. The moment you're in right now is preparing you for the future. And that's the key piece right there. It's preparing you for the future. Whether you act appropriately or not, you're still preparing yourself for your future. Your future is decided based on what you're doing right now. Yes, what you did in the past has a part of it, but you can change that. And we've seen this in different types of people that have had different health issues. that have changed their behaviors with both exercise, nutrition, their mental health. They've changed their behaviors and their lifestyle, and their health improves. And some of those diseases go away. Some of those issues go away because of what they're doing right now to stack into the future. And so, looking at what we've got, looking at making the decision right now, looking at this is the best thing to set me up for the future. Because the last thing that any of us want is I'm going to pass on the brake job today. I'll come back in a month. But somewhere between that time frame, either more parts get damaged, or maybe even the brakes go out while you're driving and you can't stop your vehicle and you crash into something, worst case scenario. Right? So those things, they do happen. They don't happen a lot, but they do happen. The brakes going out and having more parts to fix, I've experienced that. I 100% have experienced that. And having a service advisor come up, who was a friend, and say, "Dude, what were you thinking?" And the clear answer is, I probably wasn't thinking. I probably wasn't focused on my brakes need to be fixed. I was more focused on, I don't have time. I don't have the finances right now. I don't have whatever. I'm focused on something else. And so taking that moment that we have right now to stop. Focus on what we need to focus on. If somebody else is telling us, hey, this is going to impact your life in a negative way in the future, in the near future. So you need to change. If that's happening, if somebody else is telling us that, we're seeing that ourselves, then we have to take it upon ourselves to actually do that work and make that change. And it can be difficult, of course. Sometimes it's simple, right? Like asking the guy to give you a break to fix your brakes. That's simple. Are there steps involved? Sure, but that's simple. Changing the way you eat, implementing exercise into your life, if you've been sedentary for years, those things become a little bit more difficult. They're still simple, but they're not necessarily easy. And I understand that. And so what you've got to do is find that what's the motivation? The motivation is you don't want to have those big nasty things happen in the future that could be knocking on your door and chronic diseases and massive health problems and medication for the rest of your life. Those things, we don't want those things. None of us want those things. And so, to avoid those things, we have to make the steps right now, today, to set up our future for the way we want our future to be and for the way we want it to look. So, that's our life lesson Friday for today is making sure that we take the steps that we need to in the moment, when we're in the moment, with the information we have to make sure that we're pushing our best foot forward for our future self.